Q&A, questions and answers. Note, answers are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question. Sometimes at school dances I feel uncomfortable with some of the music and the way some people dress and dance. What should I do? Response from the New Era. No matter what the activity, any time you are uncomfortable about something, don't ignore that feeling. It's often a warning from the Holy Ghost that something is wrong. In this case, the Spirit could be trying to tell you that the music, the dress, or the way people dance is inappropriate and could lead to problems. Inappropriate music can drive away the Spirit and lower our defenses. Inappropriate dancing can stir unworthy sexual thoughts and feelings, which could lead to more unworthy actions. Church leaders have been very specific about what is and isn't acceptable to the Lord. Music. Don't listen to music that drives away the Spirit, encourages immorality, glorifies violence, uses foul or offensive language, or promotes Satanism or other evil practices. From For the Strength of Youth, page 20. Dancing. When dancing, avoid full body contact with your partner. Plan and attend dances where dress, grooming, lighting, lyrics, and music contribute to a wholesome atmosphere where the Spirit of the Lord may be present. For the Strength of Youth, page 21. Dress. When you are well-groomed and modestly dressed, you invite the companionship of the Spirit. Immodest clothing includes short shorts and skirts, tight clothing, shirts that do not cover the stomach, and other revealing attire. Young women should wear clothing that covers the shoulder and avoid clothing that is low cut in the front or the back. Young men should also maintain modesty in their appearance. For the Strength of Youth, pages 15 through 16. Note the emphasis on keeping the Holy Ghost. Without Him, it's much harder to withstand temptation. If the Spirit won't be at the dance, you shouldn't be there either. Impressing your friends is far less important than impressing the Lord. You don't have to lower your standards to be part of the social scene. Participating in appropriate activities, or even planning your own, will help you find good friends who are more likely to share your standards. Join a club. Attend a church-sponsored dance. Set up your own party where you can control the environment. You won't enjoy a dance where you aren't comfortable. If you do feel comfortable attending a school dance, play it safe. When possible, arrange to attend dances with others who share your standards, or at least understand them. Letting others know how you feel about inappropriate dancing before you go will relieve a lot of the pressure of trying to explain your feelings after you're already at the dance. Also, if you've made an effort to learn the basics of some appropriate dances, you'll be surprised how many around you will be eager to learn. An awkward situation could turn into a fun one. Response from readers. You could invite some friends from school to do some other activity. If your friends still want to attend the dances, then you should recommend different music and try to avoid people and things that make you uncomfortable. Jordan Ross, age 13, Spanish Ridge Ward, Spanish Fork, Utah, Canyon View Stake. I used to attend all of the school dances just to hang around with my friends. I didn't really like the music either. I knew that the Savior wouldn't like me to be listening to it. I decided that I would participate only in things that the Savior would like me to do. There are other things you can do to have a good time. Brittany Dawes, age 15, Taylorsville, 20th Ward, Taylorsville, Utah, North Central Stake. If you don't feel comfortable, don't go. If you're afraid you'll miss out on social events, invite your friends to go to church dances and activities with you. You should never have to risk your standards to have fun. If you do, it will be only momentary pleasure and not the true joy you will experience through doing what is right. Evelyn Smitanar, age 17, Rockville Ward, Washington, D.C. Stake. School dances can be excellent opportunities to set a positive example by dressing and dancing appropriately. Talk to those in charge about the music they will be playing If you still feel uncomfortable about attending, don't go. Memories of school dances will come and go, but the choices you can make can affect the rest of eternity. Catherine Loveland, age 17, Mesa Linda Ward, Victorville, California Stake. That uncomfortable feeling is the Holy Ghost warning you. To involve yourself in explicit dancing and immodest clothes may momentarily get you into the social scene, but it can rob you of self-respect. Your choice of clothing and style of dance are important in setting an example. Mark Ruggles, 15, Fair Oaks 3rd Ward, Fair Oaks, California Stake. The For the Strength of Youth pamphlet encourages us to plan and attend dances where the Spirit can be present. Although people can get used to being in a room with questionable lyrics and suggestive dancing, the Spirit won't. Christy Thomas, age 14, Taft Canyon Ward, Fort Collins, Colorado Stake. At a church dance, you can dance, have fun, and be with people who share your standards. You won't have to feel uncomfortable. If you can't find a church dance, get together with your friends and find something else to do. Tannis Taylor, age 17, Cody 2nd Ward, Cody, Wyoming Stake. I've had this experience before. To some of our peers, it doesn't seem wrong to dance and dress as they do. Go with close friends who share your standards. If you are worrying and uncomfortable, you should probably leave. It's not worth the time or guilty conscience. Amber Forsgren, age 12, Indian Hills Ward, Cheyenne, Wyoming Stake. Sidebar: Look to the lighthouse of the Lord. It beckons through the storms of life. It sends forth signals readily recognized and never failing. These words of warning, these safety standards, are printed in For the Strength of Youth. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Ensign, November 1990, page 96. End of sidebar. What do you think? Send us your answer to the question below, along with your name, age, and the names of your ward and stake. Please include a snapshot of yourself that is at least 1.5 by 2 inches, 4 by 5 centimeters. Please respond by January 1, 2004 to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or online at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Question: I love my family, but I have a hard time saying it. How can I let them know I love them? End of Q&A, questions and answers.